Per Ministry of Biotic Science guidelines, airlock expulsion has been approved as an acceptable method of Raquel plague carrier disposal.
Hi, team. Welcome to the Escape Podcast for Star Wars The Old Republic. This episode, we talk about our top tips for fun and profit in Flashpoints. We'll also cover some news, and of course, we'll make up some kind of rumor for the show notes. As usual, we have an astromech standing by to zone into that great Flashpoint in the sky we call Roam the Galaxy and broadcast our podcast. all set, EPC 2-6. Yes, it is a hard mode, and no, you cannot slash stuck it. All right. Hi, Seema. How's it going?
Hi. So the astromech wanted to call a wipe, huh?
Well, yeah, apparently.
Well, it's going good. We had a pretty good week. Let's see, what did we do in ops this week? We spent a pretty good night in hard mode, Dread Fortress, which is our progression content right now. We did the first three bosses. Then we went to... On the next raid day, we went to Dread Palace, just up to the weekly, and then we went back into hard mode, Dread Fortress, and did several attempts on the fourth boss there, which is Corruptor Zero, and that is quite the fight.
Yeah, that's a fun one.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. And on Friday night, it's our Slobie night. That's when we get our low-level characters together, and we do leveling flashpoints and Kuat, if we feel like it. So we did, in my group, we had two groups running. In my group, we did Kuat drive yards, and then we did Mandalorian Raiders, or as we affectionately call it, Mando Rider.
Mando Rider. Which is a long story. So,
yeah. Well,
actually, it's a good story for the, we'll get to it when we do the Flashpoint tips on how invite someone to a Flashpoint.
Yeah, right.
So.
And we had someone there who was new to Flashpoint, so that was fun. I enjoyed that, and I hope we get more of that. And let's see, what else did we do last week? Oh, we went to Scum and Villainy, on our 16-man fun night, and we did up through, you know, the Oasis Village fight, which was very good. I liked it. So
that was good.
And that was actually... pretty much close to the end of our raid time, so we called it at that point, which I was happy to do, because that next fight, there's quite a bit of trash up to it, and the fight itself is long.
Yeah, and that's what we do on Tuesdays.
And this week, you know what? You could hardly tell it by me, but we've had Bounty Contract Week running all week this week, but I just really have not paid that much attention to it this time. I guess having done all the achievements, I'm sort of out of it, even though at some point I did think, well, maybe I'll go and get the bounty contracts to buy the speeder. And is there a pet also you can buy?
I think so. There's stuff. So, yeah. But I too, didn't look at it and didn't go back to it this week. We were doing other things, too.
Yeah, that's trying to get some stuff. We were. But it was a good week. How about you, Max?
So, yeah, with those same things, I did like Corruptor Zero. Our raid night got cut short through some of the lag spikes that the internets were having.
I did
see some discussion on a couple forums. It sounds like there could have been a little more of that denial of service type stuff just flooding the internet in general. So we got a series of lag spikes across most of the raid team that shut us down.
So maybe Stin was right that it was really House of Cards.
Yeah, it very well could have been. He blamed it on House of Cards. The Canadians seem to not have any problems, so
yeah.
I noticed too that over us,
once we kind of called the raid because of that, then it cleared up, at least for me. So
did settle down before too long. I still had it going a little bit, but yeah. Let's see. Yes, we were in our story mode ops. Dread Fortress or Palace is going really fast. Hard mode Dread Fortress, I do like it. We are learning the dance on Corruptor Zero. Seems to me that the biggest trick with Corruptor Zero is dealing with that concussion mine that he drops. And with that, we had a couple people trying out a new tool called MSE-6. MSE-6. It's hard to find on the internet. There's a post in our forums about it. But one of our newest members to the guild started talking about it about a week ago. A couple people have tried it out. It's just somebody who's done some coding in Java and written a little combat log parser that looks for debuffs like Concussion Mine. And when that debuff comes up in your combat log, which is there's a little bit of delay with the parsing, but it plays a sound. I didn't get it working in time to try it for the op, but that would be a big help because that Concussion Mine is a big deal and it's hard to keep track of it when you're first, especially when you're first learning the fight and then you're keeping track of, oh, I want to CC that big droid when he comes down and I want to walk over here and I want to not be by these people and then I want to be by the boss. And so
yeah,
that's going to be interesting.
I did actually get it going while we were in the ops, and I first heard of it on UtiniCast and I looked at it at that time, but I was having some kind of issue with my computer whenever I turned on the combat logging. I would get this terrific lag and sometimes I would crash to desktop, but that wasn't happening this time. So I think I'll play with it a bit more, but it's interesting. It gives like a really annoying car, like a horn sound when Concussion Mine goes off, which is good. It gets your attention. It's a little bit late, so you should be watching for it anyway, because the faster you get where you have to go, the better.
You're right. There is a little bit of a delay, so you need to be looking for it anyway. And I think we'll eventually get there, but it would be great for a little to get the rhythm and feel it and get a little extra notice in the beginnings when you're starting to learn a fight. It could be interesting. I did like Tuesday Scum and Villainy, Scum and the Villainy, both. Although we only did half of the villainy, apparently. But it was good. And that one also. So we had a new player for the Friday Flashpoints, and we had a different new player for the Tuesday Operations. So we were about halfway through the first boss, and then I overburned.
Oh, that's right.
I asked the guy, oh, wait, I forgot to ask, do you know any of these fights? He's like, no.
Because there is nothing tricky about that first boss that you would want to know or anything.
No, like suddenly I'm lost in a sandstorm and teleported away and there's these rats chewing on my face. But
right.
No, whatever. Thanks for bringing me. So I explained the fight really quick, but he didn't die. He did fine. And it was great to have him along. I like being able to take new people through content like that. So that was fun. And we did our Lobby flashpoints. My Sork and my Power Tech both got a little bit of a workout. My 45 Sork for the tactical, which was fun. And my 23 Power Tech for Mando Ratter. That was also fun. And with both of those, I did a little bit more this week, especially with the Sork, because I have the most fun with that. I did PvP and a little bit of Galactic Starfighter. But the PvP, so today I did the daily again on the Sork with PvP, and it was 4v4 PvP, which I don't like doing as much with the Sork because it gets targeted. But it was still fine. And it still does a heck of a lot of damage, which is awesome. But I think that is about it for what I've been doing. Let's hit the news.
Continuing our coverage.
Listen to what I have to say.
An Imperial News Network report.
I changed that up a little bit. I worked on that this week.
Well, it sounds good.
It's not too different, but but I changed the order of those clips a little bit. I'm slowly tweaking it. Creating a little nice little masterpiece there. Anyway, news items. What do we have in the news this week?
Well, we're going to be getting a new speeder if you're a subscriber or if you subscribe by a certain date, which I believe is March 18th. It's the Lucky 77 Swoop Speeder. So I know they mean it as they're trying to inspire people to subscribe, but it's also, I also view it as a reward for being a subscriber, so it's cool to get a new speeder. I like it. And also a reminder that the next Double XP weekend is coming up in March. It starts on Friday, March 14th, ends on Monday, March 17th. So you'll be done with Double XP in time for, you know, St. Patrick's Day.
Awesome. Wow, I didn't read the whole description on that Lucky 77. So there's a chance to hit the jackpot when it's summoned, kicking off an animation that tosses holographic coins everywhere.
Yeah. I'm thinking that's going to be similar to how the smuggler trainers do. Have you ever watched them?
Where they drop their coins on the floor?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. That's interesting. So I wonder what the rate is. I think you could, I can envision some in-game meta games to play with that.
Oh.
Everybody pays, you know, 1,000 credits into the pot, and then everybody mounts up on their lucky 77s, and if anyone drops it, then you pay out to whoever hits the jackpot, and if not, then you roll the pot over. You keep going.
That's right. I'll be the one that keeps the pot. Okay, that'll be okay.
Well, you know how I am with RNG, so I would just be paying everybody money. I might as well just delete my credits.
Yes, you might as well.
What else? AIE news. We had a couple new invites that were going on this week of new members that I saw, and we did have some returning members. And one of our guys, Raup, posted in the introduction thread forums. It was fun to see him coming back. He was an old timer. He's a pretty interesting guy. So if you do come back or you do are a new member, remember to post in that introduction thread so we know who you are and we'll talk about it here. One other thing I wanted to mention was a shout out to Matthew Downs on Twitter and Oxy-Gin. I like that name. And Walrus50, who posted on our blog post for the podcast last week with some nice feedback. Walrus50 in particular suggested that we talk about scoundrel healing, which to me sounds like a great idea. I know you've done operative healing, and we have another full-time operative healer right now in our ops team, who's one of our awesome Canadians. I think it would be cool to do a segment on that at some point.
Yeah, I would love to do that. So Sten, we're coming for you.
Hide.
Fair hide warning.
Hide on the other side of that northern border. And finally, a shout out to the Bad Feelings podcast, who had a good first show. Did you were you able
I did
to catch
not.
That?
I'm I
did
going to though. To yeah, I want yeah. to.
Yeah, those guys sound pretty fun. All right. That brings us to our segment for this week. We have a little bit of learning.
You must unlearn what you have learned.
All right, I'll give it a try.
All right, I'm going to try. Right.
Lukewarm.
Lukewarm. So what are we learning this week? We are learning about flashpoints. We're not really learning. We've just got some general tips. We thought of this one a while ago. Top tips for flashpoints, things we tell each other, things we try to remember. What are flashpoints? I would expect most people listening to this know, but they're the instance group content. Usually four people, as few as two or one person, if you're elite pro. But usually it's four people or two people with companions. There's a new kind of flashpoint in the game that are tactical flashpoints where the balance of classes doesn't matter and you don't need a healer and a tank and two DPS. But most of the traditional flashpoints are healer, tank, DPS, DPS, and you go into it and it's a mini raid. It's a mini dungeon. So trash, boss, a little more trash, another boss, click the things, do the side bonus quests, kill the guys, get some trash, kill the boss, get some loot.
And
they're
then,
pretty fun.
You know, you left out some of the trash.
More trash, more trash. Seema has a rating on all trash she encounters on how much it is or isn't her favorite trash in the game.
Yeah, yeah.
This too is not my favorite trash from the game.
Yes, exactly.
That's pretty much the statement every time.
My favorite trash in the game currently are those pulls in Dread Palace where you get CC'd by everyone gets CC'd by the whirlwind.
Yeah, those guys are that Dread Palace trash is interesting. I think it's interesting. It reminds me of when they do, it almost reminds me of Mando Radder when you get you get Battle Team Royal.
Oh yeah, it does kind of, yeah.
You get NPCs that actually use all of their abilities.
Right.
I've sort of become fascinated by that. There's been a couple fights in a couple other MMOs that have done the same thing, and I really liked those. So these guys, like the Juggernaut puts up Reflect and you got to stop DPSing or you get reflect, and the Sorks are CCing you. In fact, they have a better CC than you have. They have a mass whirlwind. They CC everybody and you can't interrupt it, but you can knock them back and you can sort of can interrupt it if you're tricky about it, yada, yada, yada. And he drops a heal puddle. And so that's good trash. I like it.
Yeah.
Well, but also don't like it because it's a big pain in the ass. So to your point, yes, I agree. And there's many packs of it, but there's like 6 packs and a couple pathing guys of just those guys.
Yeah.
Those are fun. And one more down the hallway, I think. Our tips, we have a top 10 list, which is actually what, about 5 or 6?
Yes. Our top 10 list includes 6 things.
So it's top 6, but we have A, B, C, and D, and, you know, and D1, D2, D3 on some of these.
Because as you know, there's nothing that we cover that, you know, we talk less than we need to about.
No, there's not. I hope you're playing this on double speed, because here we go. So to start it, I sort of put it in order of the way it progresses. So the first thing you need to do is find a group. You're going to go after a flashpoint, and I call this the 3 G's of finding a group. And my 3 G's are, 1, get a guild group if you can. I always find that to be the best option. 2, group finder, and we'll talk about that. And 3, general chat. We'll talk about that. So...
general chat is like, is that like a distant 3, or, you know?
That is not my favorite way to find a group. So 1, guild, we do this, and we've got our Friday flashpoint night, and everybody knows what they can do, and we can switch off characters, and we can fill in with an alt if we need a tank, and it works really well, and everybody meshes, and we all can goof off and vent, and it's cool. Very low friction, low maintenance fun. Now, you can't always do that, and there are still ways to have fun with it, and that's sort of what these tips are based around, but finding random groups or pickup groups, a good tool in the game is the group finder. Now, you have most of the tips on the group finder, Seema. What did you think of the group finder?
I mean, if you've never used a group finder, or if you're intimidated by the whole idea of just popping into an instance that you know nothing about, the group finder, you can get to it. It's on the bottom right hand side of your screen. It's the icon with the 3 little people, and you click on it. You can you make sure on the left side that you've selected the role that is appropriate for your spec and that what you normally play. So you want to click on DPS if you're a DPSer. Do not click on tank or heal if you're a DPSer. That makes people cranky.
Yes, it does. Even if you think you might get into a flashpoint a little more quickly if you click on healer, but you're not a healer, that is not appropriate. Just so you know.
Only the flashpoints that you're eligible for will show up on the group finder as clickable. So, and they'll also show like a little level range next to each one to show you. So like if the level range says 23 to 29 and you're 28, you're like, okay, I know this is perfect for me. If you're 23, then maybe you'll think, oh, I'm scared. I'll do it tomorrow when I'm 24. It's up to you. But at least now you have that info. You can, if you leave just the way it is and you hit join queue, you'll enter the queue and you'll get a random flashpoint chosen from among the ones that you're eligible for.
Yeah, the ones in your level range.
And the ones in your level range, right.
One thing that's nice is the first one you do that way per day, you get a little extra bonus reward when you turn it in.
That's correct. If you're leveling, you get some planetary comms and an extra few thousand credits, which is always welcome. If you are looking for a specific flashpoint for a reason, then you can also do that too. You can click on the little box above the rewards, which looks like a little list, and it'll open up another screen, and you can uncheck all the ones that are not the ones you want to do and leave yours checked, and then go back to the first screen and click join queue again.
Yep.
Then one bit of advice, if you do join the queue, you know, like go to the bathroom and everything before you hit join queue.
Right.
Don't AFK once you've hit it, because the rules of the universe, which have been exhaustively tested by the community, is that once you go AFK, your queue will pop.
Yes, you can try to fake out the universe by hitting join queue and acting like you're going AFK and see if that works. But
the universe knows.
And then finally, besides the group finder, you can ask in general chat. So you can just ask on the fleet, and people do this. There are reasons you may want to do this if you're looking for a specific twist on going after a particular instance, and you want people that maybe you want to sort of craft your group a little more specifically and not just be completely random. My favorite invitations to come join a Flashpoint in general are the ones that are very specific, that are friendly, that are clever. If you're a healer and you need a tank and DPS, you can ask for those particular roles. Say, I'm a healer, I want to go run Mando Radder, and I'm new to it, so I want people that aren't going to be yelling at me to click spacebar a million times over. Anybody up for that? And you will get people up for it from time to time, but then you get a more specific mix, so it's okay.
I mean, general can surprise you. In terms of people being helpful and stuff. I have seen it happen.
Yes, that would be surprising. But yes, it does happen. I'm in general, and I'll reply. So there you go. And Seema will yell at you for being stupid, but no.
Yes, right. I'm very judgy that way.
What the hell's wrong with you? Use the group finder, noob.
Yeah.
Tip number two. So you found your group, or you got in the group finder. This is especially useful when you're using the group finder and get queued into a group. I always like to say hello. How many times do you get in the group finder and you get in a group and you're going to be hanging out with these people for a half hour in this complete silence and nobody says anything and everybody just sort of stands there and waits for the tank to make the first pull? I always say, hi, how you doing?
Right.
How's it going?
Sometimes people respond, and sometimes it's the only thing ever said for that half hour.
Right.
Just be prepared.
It is a good opportunity, though, to ask any questions either and set any ground rules. If you want to run it a particular way, you can ask if people are up for that so you don't end up getting halfway through and you don't know the fights, or you do want people to be pointing things out to you and they don't know that can cause some confusion later on. So take that time up front, say, hey, I'm pretty new to this, but I understand in general what we're doing here. You know, let me at it. Just let me know. I usually say that if I'm going into something new, I say, hey, I'm new to this. Just let me know if there's anything special I need to know for any particular fight coming up. Otherwise, I'll just do my job. And that works pretty well. So what else? What's number three?
Number three is roles. For traditional flashpoints, like you said, it's tank, healer, DPS, DPS. Make sure that you are playing the role that the group finder, you know, signed you up for, that you clicked on. Don't go in there and then find out halfway through the first boss fight that you were supposed to be healing. Just make sure you're DPSing if you're DPSing, healing if you're healing. I mean, I hear stories all the time about people saying that the healer was DPSing and didn't even realize they were healing. So it's supposed to be healing. So just be mindful of that.
Especially for that group finder, you can click multiple roles. You can say, I could DPS or heal. Then you queue in, make sure you figure out which one you ended up as.
Right.
So you're healing if you're supposed to be healing. Yes.
Also, pace. Everybody has a different pace that they like to go at. Some people like to rush through. Some people like to go agonizingly slowly. For my part, I always try to go with the pace of the group, or even go at the pace of the slowest person in the group. Because wanting the group to go faster is not going to make it go faster, and it's not going to make it any more fun for me. So I just kind of go along with the flow on that. Or if you notice that people are waiting on you a lot, then maybe you tighten it up a little bit, you apply a little more focus, and you speed up with what you're doing. Because sometimes people are just slow because they're not any particular reason. If you're running slow because it's actually taking you a while to find out where people are or to region or whatever, well, then, you know, take whatever time you mean and just be, you know, just be thick-skinned about it. In fact, in general, a tip is to be pretty thick-skinned, because in the group finder, in MMOs in general, and in the world, there are all types of people. There's a lot of nice people out there that'll work with you however you need to be worked with, in terms of, like, if you're new or experienced, you want to go fast, you want to go slow. But there's a lot of people who woke up this morning and did not have that level of patience. So just roll with it.
Yep. Yeah, I think it's good in general just to go with the general vibe of the group, and it makes it more fun for everybody. If you're running with me and you haven't seen the cutscenes, I will insist that you stop and see the cutscenes, because that's a cool
part. No space bar, no space bar.
unless you're Machia, in which you'll hear me key my mic open and you'll hear me go, Machia, space bar, just for fun.
But I just want to say the opposite too. Like, if you're in a group that just is really doesn't want to stop for the conversations, you know what? Do spacebar then. Spacebar through. You're going to run this flashpoint again, and probably until you're tired of it. So another opportunity will come up. Don't make that your sticking point.
Right. You could always also go to, and I've done this a couple of times, you can go to YouTube and take your time and watch the cutscenes over and over and that kind of thing too.
Oh, you're such a nerd.
Other things, sort of our sub bullets on pace. There's knowing the strategy for the boss fights, and not, if you do know the strategy and you're a pro and you're the tank and you're flying through, it's a good idea for you to make sure everyone else knows as well. If you don't, it's a good idea just to ask and speak up in the beginning, like I mentioned, and say, hey, if there's anything special with one of these fights that's coming up, let me know. We did mention spacebar. So that space barring through the cutscenes, making them go quicker, is something that most people who've been through them 15 times, they generally want to speed it up a little bit, because, you know, we all love Kilran, and I really, really do. He is awesome, and I'll stop just to hear a little bit of Kilran, because I gotta get some Kilran going. But otherwise, yeah, you hit space bar, you get through it. You've seen those cutscenes. Again, up front, you can say, hey, I haven't seen the cutscenes. I'd like to see some of them. What do you guys think? You know, see what the group thinks. Or run with a group that you know, run with your guildies, and we'll make you watch them.
Yeah.
There's other pacing elements to flashpoints. You can skip certain amounts of trash, skip groups of mobs. There's bonus side quests like kill 50 of these dudes or open 10 of these boxes or click these panels. There's also bonus bosses in the 55 level 55 hard mode versions of the flashpoints. There's bonus bosses you can go after. Not all groups necessarily do all of the side quests and all of the bonuses and all of the trash. If you want to do that, again, it's a good thing to establish up front. If not, it's a good thing. If you certainly do not want to do that because you're just trying to get your daily done, again, it's good to establish that up front so people don't get frustrated. Another thing that happens in flashpoints is there are, in some flashpoints, shortcuts to get around certain groups or certain mobs or certain bits of trash. Like, we're going to jump up on this box and shimmy along the wall, and then we drop down over here and we get around these three mobs and we don't have to kill them. Not everyone knows those tricks. Not everyone even knows then, once you go off and do it and you get ahead, how you even got up on those boxes because they didn't see you do it. I tend to, unless I'm sure everyone knows the shortcuts, I tend to not use shortcuts. Face pulling a group of mobs accidentally after people are already way beyond and down the hall does not speed up.
it doesn't.
Is not a shortcut. So that can be a problem. Keep that in mind. And finally, and this one's probably key to you, Seema, more than anybody, is regen.
Yeah, I mean, this is always a point of contention between healers and tanks, as the tank always wants to run ahead and pull while the healer wants to stay behind and regen. And I just say, you know, compromise. You don't have to regen up to 100% after every single pull. You know, just get a few ticks and run, or run and get a few ticks. And the same with the tank. Make sure that you can tell from your raid frames whether everybody's in range or not. So just don't run ahead and pull while people in your group are not in range yet.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's a good one. You can look at your raid frames if you're a tank and see your healer's bars and see if they're filled up with force or not. That's a nice thing to do if you're a nice tank. You might want to give that a try.
I would just say, though, I mean, tanks always say that, oh, I saw that you had enough, you know, energy, so I pulled. It's just sort of like, I don't even care if you look at my energy bar. Am I even in range?
That's also good.
Am I
in the back room because I was regenning and I didn't even get a chance to loot the comms off the last boss and you're two rooms down the hall and you're
right.
Pulling and then you're like, why aren't you healing me?
Or I'm back. We were rezzing the, one of the DPS and healing them up and then two of us were not in range or whatever.
Or I'm about to rez the guy and you pull and now we're in combat and I can't rez the guy. And now the healer and a dead guy are in the back room and you're wondering why that you're going down.
Yeah, so, it's just part of knowing what's going on. That's
right.
All.
So there you go. Tip number 5 with sub bullets again gets into killing all the things. So how do we kill the things? Who kills the things? We'll get into a couple things on that. So I find in most flashpoints, unless you set it up differently, 9 times out of 10, the tank is who's taking the lead in how you approach each fight, setting the kill order, CC targets if you need to do that. So make sure you're establishing that early. You typically want the tank to do that because they're going to need to be leaping in and getting the first hits in to help deal with aggro. In the rare case where that doesn't happen, it's a unique situation and hopefully your group is equipped to deal with it.
Right.
There are tools in the game to set up fights, things like marking targets, where you click on a particular target and you click your frame to say, I want the target above that target's head, or the flame or the lightning bolt or the gear. Using those marks will help you give signals to the rest of your group to tell them what they should be doing when you approach each group. So especially when you're doing hard modes and you do need to be CCing and you do have a kill order because you want all the DPS to be ganging up on one particular target while the tank is holding aggro on multiple, marking targets and having a kill order and establishing that up front is very useful and very important. How about CC, Seema? Should we just the things in the AoE?
I have a question for you, Max.
Yes.
What is CC?
CC is crowd control. Classes have various abilities which can control mobs, not just kill them, but freeze them or stun them or set them off in a corner asleep for a little while. Some only work before a fight. Some work during a fight. You better be, if you're a tank, you better be aware of which of the abilities that your team has if you're telling people to go off and CC particular targets. Assassins can only sleep people before a fight. And who is it that's got the droid sleeps? The Marauders? Yeah, Marauders and Juggernauts?
Snipers. Operatives. Agents.
That
one. Oh my gosh. We're so informed here, but yeah.
So there's some CCs that only work on droids. There's some CCs that will work on pretty much everything.
Right.
There's some CCs that work for a long time or a short time. So be aware of what they are. And then what do you do when a target gets CC'd?
You break it.
You don't break it. One key thing, especially if you're a DPSer like a mercenary in particular, and I did this on all my characters really quickly. When you shoot, you're in the middle of a cast, or you start a cast at just as a mob is going down. If you do not have in your settings to turn auto target off, your shot will automatically go to the next target in your tab order.
Right.
That's a bad idea if you've got CC targets out there. So I always shut that off. So I need to manually either tab target or click a target out there that I'm going to shoot at.
I mean, that's advice that'll serve you well on into operations too.
Absolutely. Now, kill order is interesting. If you're taking the time to mark all of the targets, and this does not happen very often where targets get marked, especially in random flashpoints. So if you're taking the time to mark all the targets, fine. If you're not, then the tank is going to go after some targets and the DPS need to start shooting some targets. And the way this should typically happen, and again, your group might do it somewhat differently, but the way it should typically happen is the tank is going to go after the biggest, baddest targets in the group. And maybe there'll be like one elite or two elite targets. Then there might be a couple strongs, and then there's going to be a couple weak targets in a bigger group potentially. What you want to have happen is the tank to grab up some aggro, and the tank needs to do some of those hits first. Then you want to, in general, the DPS should be picking off the weak ones because they're going to be going after the healers eventually. Then the stronger ones, and then get to the elites that the tank is tanking. Now, the tank needs to be trying to hold aggro at the lowest levels. Aggro, let's define aggro. Aggro is the tank's ability or any character's ability to get the attention of a particular mob. And you do that usually by punching the mob in the face really hard.
Yeah.
Healing also draws aggro. So you need to worry about your heal aggro, your DPS aggro, and your tank's aggro. Tanks later on have abilities to get the attention of a mob with an ability called a taunt. Early on, you start doing early flashpoints, the tanks don't have very many of those abilities. So give the tanks a break. They can't even taunt. They need to get a couple hits in on mobs before they're going to build up enough aggro to be able to hold the mob and not have you unleash your awesome DPS and pull every target off of every tank so that you're tanking all the mobs.
Right.
Now, tell me about heal aggro.
Well, there's a couple of ways that healers get aggro, really. And one of them is if the DPS does not kill the weaks first. The weaks, since the tank typically is not going to pick up all the mobs, they're going to pick up the strong ones and leave the weaks for the DPS to kill. And if the DPS doesn't do that, then the healer will get the aggro from the weaks. I mean, this is not always a deal breaker, but that is one good reason that the DPS should just pick them off. Another way that healers gain aggro is by casting a heal before the tank actually hits anything. Because no matter how little threat you generate with a healing spell, if you cast before the tank does anything, you're the only one generating threat. So you win by default. And in that case, winning means you get aggro from a mob that you probably didn't want. So don't cast a healing spell as the tank runs in. Don't cast anything as the tank runs in. You can bubble the tank if you're a Sorc or a Sage, or if you're a Merc Commando, you can put your shield on them, but try to do that before they actually aggro anything, because as long as you do it before and you're not close enough to the mobs to cause aggro by casting, then that's fine, and it won't cause any threat when the tank runs in. Yeah, that's what I wanted to say there.
And finally, with aggro and killing things, another best practice is watch yourself also and stay alive. So yeah. DPS, your DPS decreases overall, your damage per second decreases a lot when you're dead.
Yes.
So keeping yourself alive while your healer is struggling to keep the tank alive because the tank's got a lot of work to do is a good idea. Healers need to keep themselves alive. Tanks need to keep themselves alive and use their cooldowns and do the right thing and use med packs in the rare case where you need those. Keep some on hand. Keep yourself alive. It makes everything go smoother. And don't yell at the healer if you die. If you die, you probably did something wrong. You're probably standing somewhere you shouldn't, et cetera, et cetera. So.
Right. I just think in general, whenever the tank goes down or the healer goes down or DPS goes down, it's not because the tank messed up or the healer messed up or you messed up so much as it is what you were doing as a team didn't cover the bases.
Right. You didn't do the kill order right. You didn't hit a particular strategy. You weren't working together. People weren't playing their roles. It's probably a combination of factors. But yes,
just try
that's
again.
Exactly it. All right. Tip number 6 basically is profit. So we got our group, we put it together, we killed all the things, set our pace, and now we get to get some loot.
Yes.
And how do we get loot?
Well, it falls on the ground after you kill a boss, basically. You loot from the boss. SWTOR has a need and greed system. You can either, which is like a rolling. So if you click on need, a need roll of any amount will automatically beat a greed roll. So basically need is a higher tier than greed. So you would typically need, and it can vary from group to group, but just in general, if you go out there in the group finder, people kind of have an expectation that you're going to need only on those things that are upgrade for yourself. And that if it's an upgrade for your companion, or you want to send it to you want to rip the mods out for an alt or something, or a friend, then that's going to be the situation where you would greed on that item.
Yep.
You want
to sell it because you want the credits for it.
That's yes, also exactly.
Greeding. That's also a yes. Greed situation in general.
That's kind of the quintessential greed. Know your stats. Know the stats that are good for you, because you don't want to mistakenly need on something that is more appropriate for one of your teammates. That's another way that people get cranky in
right.
Random groups.
Absolutely. If you're a bounty hunter, though, all the gear is for you. So just,
Right. And there is a general loot rule that's true in the universe, which is that you will eventually get all the loot. So do not stress over any particular piece. It will come to you, I promise, or something better.
Exactly. And you're getting credits and you're getting comms, and you will eventually, that's one system that I do like in this game. And I think in advanced MMOs is, even if you never looted a piece of gear, you run enough of these instances, you get enough comms, you'll buy all of the awesome gear that you want. So you will be fine.
Right.
So wrapping up the profit, you hit roll, need and greed. You loot your comms. Most of the bosses either might have a planetary comm or might have some sort of commendation on them. And everybody that clicks on the boss to loot will get that then, if that's the case. And if you went into the instance with a quest, or you're doing the daily, or you're doing the weekly for running a few flashpoints, et cetera, turn in your weekly. Don't forget. Don't get to Monday night and wake up Tuesday morning and go, oh, damn it, I didn't turn in my weekly.
Right, don't do that.
Which we all have done.
Yeah, do as we say, not as we do.
Right. So we all, at the end of Ops Night, every Ops Night, we all yell and vent, turn in your weekly.
Right.
We do that constantly. And that's about it. If you want better in-person lessons, hit us up on a Friday when we're running low B flashpoints on Jedi Covenant, and we'll take you with us.
Yeah.
For the low, low fee of 1 million credit. No.
Yes, right. I steepled my fingers when you said that.
We tend to give people prizes and gifts for coming along with us rather than the other way around. So we would be happy to show you the ropes. Anything else before we leave this? Little tips and tricks.
I think that's everything. I mean, will it all fit in the Astromech?
I think it will. And he can zone in to flash his little solo flashpoint and float around the galaxy. Yep, I think our little EPC-26 here is ready to go. So thanks for listening. For comments or questions, we can be found on Twitter at MaxTheGray and at AIESema, or drop in on Jedi Covenant and ask us for an invite. Our character names are in the show notes. For AIE Guild information, you can visit aie-guild.org or find us on Facebook or Google+ at AIE SWTOR. And we will talk to you later.
Good night, everyone.